Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin, Daf Tezvav, and we will begin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. At the end of our previous shir, the Gemara had quoted a brisa where we had a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon that mentioned a number of areas where they disagree regarding what are the halachas about somebody who was sold as an Eved Ivri and under the circumstances that he was sold as an Eved Ivri. And as we discussed, the Gemara originally assumed that the basis of the Mechloikis was, do we learn Gzeres Shavah Socher Socher, or do we not learn Gzeres Shavah Socher Socher? For which the Gemara moved away, and the Gemara suggested that everybody agrees to the Gzeres Shavah of Socher Socher, and their Mechloikis really is based on how to understand various psukim. And now the Gemara begins to discuss these machloikas and begins to discuss how those machloikas are connected to understanding psukim. It says, what does the Tanakama hold that an Eved that sold himself to be an Eved is sold for 6 years, for yes, al sheish, and for more than 6 years, but somebody, that means he could become an Eved Nirtza if he wants to stay longer. But somebody who was sold by Bezdin, according to Tanakama, can never be an Eved for more than 6 years. So why does the Tanakama hold that way? Says the Gemara, Mid Rachmana, for the Torah says, Gabba Machru Bezdin, regarding the Eved that was sold by Bezdin, the Torah Akdosha says, Vavotcha Sheish Shonim, says the Gemara, Zeh, only somebody who was sold by Bezdin is limited to working for 6 years. Somebody who was sold by himself does not have that 6 year statute of limitation. V'idach Rabbi Elazar holds that both of them, both the Meicha Bezdin and the Mechru Bezdin, have the same halacha that they could choose to be avodah for more than 6 years. Says the Gemara, he learns the pasuk of Avodcha to teach us l'cha that the Eved Ivri only works for the person to whom he was sold, v'loy liyirish. He doesn't work for his yirish. And as we're going to learn, that means he doesn't work for any yirish, for anybody who inherits him, except for the son of the owner. For the son of the owner, he would work. Vidach, the Tanakama, where does he learn this halacha from? Says the Gemara, Avotcha Chriniksiv. The Torah used the word Avotcha second time. So he says the second time that the Torah used the word Avotcha is available for that pasuk. Vidach. And what does Rabbi Elazar do with that other Avotcha? Hahu is talking, that pasuk is a pasuk regarding the halacha of Hanaka, as we're going to discuss, the halacha of severance. La'atzos Adam Hudasa. The Torah is telling us that the owner should not be upset about giving that severance. It says the Gemara further, where does he know that somebody who is sold by himself, that he doesn't get to be nirtza? He doesn't learn it from Mechru Bezdin. Since the Torah says that somebody was sold by Bezdin, to teach us, Ozna Shaloi, to one that was sold by Bezdin, not the one that sold himself. Vidach, Rabbi Elazar says that even the person who sold himself could end up working for more than 6 years. He could have Nirtza. Where does he know that from? Says, why he, Lekzer Shavadasa. He learns it from the Gzer Shavad. Tanya Belezar Menayim Ritzi Shibazna Biyaminis. First of all, so the previous Gemara spoke about somebody who sold himself for more than 6 years. And this Gemara is speaking about somebody who's a Nirtza. So says the Gemara, and the Gemara is quoting the Machlaikis, why which type of Eved Ivri is the Ritzia? Rabbi Elazar Menayim Ritzi Shibazna Biyaminis. Hanema Ritzi is with the right ear. Nemekan Oizen. Nema Lahalon. The Torah says, by an Oni, by Mitzayra, who's an Oni, that the Torah says, just like there, it's the right side. Afkan, Yamin, here too, the Ritzia should be done on the right side. Vidach, Tanakama, that use this pasuk to teach us that there's no din of ritzia by this eved, where will he know this halacha from? Answers the Gemara, imkein lichta lemikra oizen. It would be satisfactory for the Torah to say oizen. My oznoi, why does the Torah add the word oznoi? To teach us two halachas. Number one, it's in the right ear, and that only the one that was sold by Beis Din has have this halacha, not somebody that was sold by himself. Vidach, and the other one says, Hahu, the Vav, he needs Mibaylai to teach us Oznoi, that the halacha of Nirtza only applies by a male, V'loi Ozno, not by a female. Vidach, the Tanakama, how does he know that? Nafkaloi, could the Torah, when it speaks about the Eved who wants to stay longer, Torah says, V'im Yoimer, I'm a Yoimer Eved. Ha'eved, from here we learn that this halacha applies only by a male, only by an Eved, V'loi Amma, and not by an Amma. So the Rishonim ask, why do we need a Pasuk to exclude an Amma of Riyah from the halacha of Ritzia? The Pasuk itself is excluding her, because since we're learning now that only the person that was sold by Beis Din is Nirtza, and we've learned that an Amma of Riyah, a girl can never become an Amma of Riyah if Beis Din sold her. That's only her father could sell her, or she could maybe sell herself, but Beis Din never sells her. So there are many answers given to this question. Taisa says that what the Torah is teaching us, that anyone that's sold against their will can have Ritzia. So indeed, An Amma of Riyah is not sold by Beis Din, but she is sold against her will. So since she's sold against her will, maybe that should be considered as if she was sold by Beis Din. Teaches us the pasuk that no, there's a concept of being sold by your father against your will, but that's still not being sold by Beis Din. The Rashbah says that if we didn't have the pasuk, we would have said that Amma is Nirtza, because the pasuk says, "V'lokach samatzei v'nosnu v'nosato be'ozna v'dalz v'oyelucha evet oylam v'af la moscha tasakein." So we would think that the pasuk of "af la moscha tasakein" comes to teach us that an Amma of Riyah is a candidate for Nirtza. Another pshat suggests the Rashba that we would say that the pasuk of Oznoi is not coming to exclude an Amma. We would say that the pasuk is teaching us to exclude an Amma, but we wouldn't know, it wouldn't be based on the difference of you sold by yourself or you sold by Beis Din. Vidach, Nafkalei, as we just said, that an Amma is not a Nirtza, because the Torah says, Yoimar, ever, ever, v'loi Amma. Vidach, and Rabbi Lazar holds that we need this pasuk to teach us what we learned a moment ago. What's he going? Where will he learn this halacha from? Mibaylei, he needs the pasuk to teach us ach yomer. He has to say it kishu eved. He has to say that he wants to remain as long as he's an eved. Once he's no longer he's an eved, it's too late. Vidach me eved ho eved nafka. He learns that halacha from the Torah could have said eved. And the Torah said, however, so that's how he knows that halacha. Vidach, and the other man, Rabbi Loza, ever, ever, like Dara, she doesn't learn that extra hay. So Gemara here taught us that the drilling in the ear is done in the right ear. So I saw that the Sefer Imre Shammai quotes the Rebbe Reb Heschel, why would we think the left ear? That the Pasuk has to tell us, don't think it's the left ear, but it's the right ear. So he explains that Rashi Chumash says, "Man shtana oizen mikol evarim shvaguf." That indeed, why is it the right ear that gets the hole, not any other ear? And Rashi says, because oizen sheshama koyli al har Sinai, the ear that heard on har Sinai, kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, that klai Yisrael avodim to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'holach zev kana adam la'atzmai, and this person went and bought himself, wants to be an Eved, Yiratza. So the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he spoke to us, Kaviyocho, was speaking from the right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always viewed as the right. When somebody speaks to you from the right, then the person facing him hears it on the left. And therefore, we would think since it's the left ear that heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's the left ear that should get the hole. That's why the Gemara had to bring a special limud that it's the right ear, which in general opens up a question. Whenever the Torah speaks about a right ear or a left ear, we know that if a person is a lefty, then we treat him differently if he's a left-handed person versus a right-handed person. What will be the halacha if somebody is a left-handed person regarding this halacha? So the Paiskim say that the halacha of a left-handed person is strictly by tefillin. By tefillin, there's a concept of yad keyah, that you put it on the weaker hand. So by most people, the weaker hand is the left hand, and this person, the weaker hand, is the right hand. So accordingly, you put the tefillin on the right hand. But in other areas of halacha, we don't necessarily follow that concept, and it's always the right. Says the Gemara, my time Tana Kama, why is it the opinion of Tana Kama, that somebody who sells himself doesn't get this extra payment? Shemit Rachmana Gaber Mechru Bezdin. The Torah says, by somebody who was sold by Bezdin, Hanik Tanik Loi, and from there we learn, Loi, V'loi Chamaichar Atzmai. Only somebody who was sold by Bezdin is entitled to Hanukkah, not somebody who sold himself. Vidach, Rabbi Lazar says that even somebody who sold himself is entitled to Hanukkah. How does he know it? How does he know that? What is he going to do with this Loi? And we buy Loi, that the Hanukkah is given to him for Loi Yarshav. But not, that if the Eved died and he was entitled to Hanukkah, his Yarshim have no claim for that Hanukkah. Ask the Gemara, but why not? Yarshim of my Loi, why don't his Yarshim get the Hanukkah? Sachakai Rechmana, the Torah calls him an employee. And just like an employee, asked the Gemara, if an employee dies before his wages were paid, mas charcher, just like an employee, plus of Yarshav, his earnings go to his Yarshim, shouldn't the halacha here to be av hai ba'alos Yarshav, his earnings go to his Yarshim? Says the Gemara, indeed, that his Yarshim do get the Hanukkah that he was entitled to. So what do we do for the word loy? Loy for loy l'ba'chayvay. That if this Eved owed somebody money and he passed away before he could get the Hanukkah, they don't give it to his people to whom he owes money. Midasri Lamba Alma. And the Gemara says, why do we have to have such a limit? It says, because in the rest of Shas, we know that Halacha is like Rav Nosson. The Tanya Am Rav Nosson, the famous Shibudid Rav Nosson. Nine of Nosha Bechaveri money. Mana. If you owe me $100, Bechaveri Bechaveri, and I owe somebody else $100. Menayin shemaytzim izeh. How do we know we take it from the person who owes me the money? The nice one is that we give it directly to the person to whom I owe money. Tamaloymer, the nosma sha'ashaloy. It's given to the person who's ultimately owed the money. Teaches us the Gemara that even though normally we say shibud derel nosin, ha'asa loy, that by here we don't say shibud derel nosin. The Tanakhama, who used this word loy to teach us that Meicha Atzmai doesn't get Hanukkah, where will he know this halacha? Says the Marba Amma, Nami L'Sfiril and Reb Nosson. He never agrees with Reb Nosson. So if he never agrees with Reb Nosson, we don't need a special pasuk to teach us that he's not that Shibud Reb Nosson doesn't apply here, because it doesn't apply anyway. So there are those that say, based on this Gemara, that even though we often learn the concept of Shibud Reb Nosson, and if we were to learn the concept of Shibud Reb Nosson, it should be applicable, maybe not in this case, but in all other cases, say the Rishonim, from here we see we never say Shibud Reb Nosson. But Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say that it's that maybe the Rebbe Lezer and Gemara's Rebbe Lezer, who's a Shamuti, who's from the Talmidei Beis Shammai, he doesn't hold of Reb Nosson. But we do hold of Reb Nosson. Rabbeinu Chananel has a different approach. that under normal circumstances, we certainly hold the Reb Nosson, and even Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar, or whoever it's going to be, is going to hold like Shibud the Reb Nosson. That's an accepted rule in Shas. When we're learning that we don't say Shibud the Reb Nosson, that's only regarding salary. Our Gemara here is speaking about salary. When we're speaking about salary, there we don't automatically apply Shibud the Reb Nosson. But in other circumstances, perhaps we do apply the concept of Shibud the Reb Nosson. The Meshech Chachma gives a reason why the Tanna Kamma holds that only Nimkar by Beis Din, only somebody who was sold by Beis Din is entitled to Hanukkah, not to somebody who was sold by Atzmai. He says, because somebody who sells himself, the money for selling himself goes to him. So since the money goes to him, so he has already received something from the person whom he's working for. Since he's already received something from the person who he's working for, it's understood why he doesn't have to get Hanukkah again. Somebody who was sold by Beis Din was already never saw anything from this employer. And now he worked for him all these years. And that's why the Torah says at least he should get some Hanukkah from here. Our Gemara also just taught us the halacha. Our Gemara that just also taught us the halacha when we do and don't say the concept of Shibud Reb Nosson. And we actually learned in the Gemara that there might be a difference by halvah, by somebody who borrowed money, that there we say the concept of Hanukkah versus other situations where maybe we aren't so quick to employ the concept of Hanukkah. So sort of Shuki Chem discusses a situation that there's somebody who's learning in a kollel, and they give a stipend to those that learn in the kollel, and one of the people who are learning the kollel owes somebody money. And the person to whom he owes money comes and says, he owes me money, he isn't paying me. So he tells the person who gives the stipends in the kollel, when the time comes to give him whatever he's owed, give it to me. And the question is that based on what we just learned, that maybe we don't say Shibud the Reb Nosson in this case of an employee, so maybe we didn't say Shibud the Reb Nosson. Then there's another discussion. And that's something that Shmuel Rozovsky brings up. And that is, it could be that everybody would agree that we don't say the concept of Shibud the Reb Nosson by tzedakah. And the question now is, how do we look at the earnings that somebody receives when he's learning in kollel? Is it looked at as wages? And then there's a question that is he entitled to a Hanukkah or not? Or is it not looked at as wages? If it's not looked at as wages, by tzedakah we don't say Shibud the Reb Nosson. Says the Gemara, my Tama, the Tanna Kamma Dama Meicha Atzma Ein Rabbi Meisel Shulcha Kananis. Why is the halacha according to Tanna Kamma that if somebody sold himself, his owner doesn't give him a Shivcha Kananis that he can live with and produce children? Says the Marmid Rachmana Gabba Mechru Beis Din. Could the Torah in the Pasuk of Mechru Beis Din says, Im Adonav Yitin Loi Isha, Loi, only in the case where he was sold by Beis Din does the owner give him a Shivcha Kananis, V'loi L'meicher Atzmai. Vidach, and Rabbi Elazar who says that both types of Avod Eved Ivri is the owner can give him a Shivcha Kananis, what will he say with the Loi? Says Loi, somebody, Loi Balkarchai, somebody who is sold by Beis Din, the owner could force him to marry, to live with a Shivcha Kananis. Somebody who sold himself, the owner could give him a Shivcha Kananis, but cannot force him. Vidach, and the other man Dama that says that the Alocha Bal Karcha, where will he know that Alocha? Says the Gemara, he learns it from the Pasuk, Kimishna Scha Socha Nafka. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, Kimishna Scha Socha Avotcha, Socha Eine Ove Bel Yoim. To somebody who is an employee, only works by day. Every Ivri, Ove Bein 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 Belayla, works 24 hours a day. asked the Bryce immediately, would we really think that Eved Ivri is forced to work 24 hours a day? Like Fanamer asked the Gemara, the Pasuk says, regarding an Eved Ivri, ki toiv lo imach, and from that we learn, imach v'machal, imach v'mishta, we have to feed him well, we have to give him to drink. V'amar Rav Yitzchak, and based on this, Rav Yitzchak says, mikan shirab ha-moschal ha-shukha kananis. So we see that the owner could force him to marry Shifcha Kananis. I don't need this pasuk of loy to teach us that. Vidach, so Rabbi Lazar, who says that I need the word loy to teach us this, why can't he learn it from where the Tanakhama learned it? Answers the Gemara, even also have a minim date. I would think that he could give him a Shifcha Kananis, but it doesn't say that he could force him. Ava b'karchi loy, maybe forcing is not acceptable, kamash malan. So our Gemara just taught us a very important halacha, and that is the halacha of imcha b'machol, imcha b'mishta, that the eved has to be treated in the best way possible, given the best food and drink. So I saw a very nice pshat from the Sefer Beis Yitzchak. The pasuk in Mishlei says, tzadik oichel soiv nafshoi, Betin Rishoyim Techser, which he says a mashal. There was once a guest that came to someone's home. So whatever, when the host eats, he eats. If the owner doesn't want to eat, if the owner doesn't want to serve his guest food, all he needs to do is not eat himself. And if he doesn't eat, the guest won't eat. That's what the pasuk says. Tzadik oichel soiv nafshoi. If the host is a tzadik, then even if he's full, he's still going to eat in order that the guest should have an opportunity to eat. However, Ubetin Rishoyim Techser, if the host is a rusher, he won't eat, even if it means that he'll go hungry, so that he shouldn't have to feed the guest. And that's what the Mara means. He says, Imcha b'machal, imcha b'mishta, that a person should eat and drink. And once the person eats and drink, that'll be an opportunity for the guest to drink as well. So what we've accomplished in our shiur today is we've been able to explain that the different subjects where we have a machloikis, Tanakam and Rabbi Lazar, has nothing to do with the gzer shava of Socher Socher. But says the Gemara, El man tana de loyal of Socher Socher, who is the Tana that doesn't agree with this gzer shava? Says Mara, hi Tana. The Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that we're going to learn about in this Braisa. The Tanya, the Torah says regarding that every who goes out in Yovel, the Pasuk says, V'shava Mishpachtai, on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, B'ma Kosu B'daber, who is the Eved that the Torah is telling us goes home by Yovel? Even Moicha Atzmai, if we're going to say it's talking about the Eved who sold himself, Harei Kva Omer, the Pasuk says explicitly, Ad Shnas HaYovel Yaver Imach. Ibn Nirtza, if we're going to tell, we say it's about Nirtza, Harei Kva Nemar, the Pasuk says, V'kishnashta mishnas chamishim shana, V'kurosim d'roba arz l'chol yishveh, V'isha mishpachta teshuva, everybody goes home. Ha'ein ha'kosav v'daber, the Pasuk is speaking about an Eved that was sold, Shemachru be'ezdin, that was sold by Bezdin, Shtayim v'shal shonim, it was only sold 2 or 3 years before the Yovel, and Yovel Metzia, and Yovel helps him go out. Says the Gemara, V'isakadatach, if we're going to learn the Gzeir Shavah, Socher Socher, Lomali, why do we need a Pasuk to tell us that Machru Bezdin goes out by Yovel? Let the Gzeir Shavah, Socher Socher, teach us that just like the Machru Atzmei goes out by Yovel, so to the Machru Bezdin. Says, so it's a Raya, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold of this gzeir shava. Says the Gemara, it's not compelling. Amram Nachum Yitzchak L'Olam, I could say that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Yal Socher Socher does learn this gzeir shava. Vitzrich, and still the Torah had to teach us a pasuk that Moicha Bezdin goes out by Yovel, and we cannot learn it from Moicha Atzmai. Why? Somebody who sold himself did not do anything wrong, and therefore he just decided to sell himself. That's why he should go out to Yovel. When does Bezdin, as we've been learning, sell somebody if he stole and doesn't have the means to repay? Ava mechru Bezdin, the Avid Asur, that he did something wrong. Eman nechnesei, that he doesn't go out by Yovel, Kamash Malon, to tell us not that way. He too goes out by Yovel. Says the Gemara, Amamar, Ibn Nirtza, if the Gemara said, we don't need a pasuk to tell us that a Nirtza goes out by Yovel. Because Rei Kva Omar, says the Gemara, where does the pasuk say that a Nirtza goes out by Yovel? The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Torah says regarding Yovel, V'shaftim ish al chuzos av ish al mishpachto teshuvu. V'ma'akos medaber. Ibn Moicha Atzmai, if we're talking about an Eved that sold himself a Rei Kva Mamar. Ibn Machru Bezdin, because the pasuk says, Ach nasi Yovel yavri mach. If we're talking about Machru Bezdin, we saw Bezdin a Rei Kva Amar, V'shava mishpachto. He didn't even work a whole term before the Yovel, and Yovel Matzei. Says the Gemara, now that we have these psukim that teach us that it ever goes up a Yovel, the Pasuk V'shaftim al Ishal Chazosai, the Pasuk V'shava Mishpachtai, says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, why does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say that the first Pasuk of the Shaftim is talking about the Nirtza, and the second pasuk is talking about Mechru Bezdin. Maybe it's just the opposite. Amakrava Bar Shela. The pasuk says Amakra Ish. The pasuk that says V'shaftem Ish Al Chuzasai says Ish. Eizu Davar Shenoig BeIsh Ve'Eni Noig BeIsha. As we've learned in our Shia today, the concept of Nirtza is only by man, not by woman. So the pasuk that says Ish is obviously teaching us that that's the pasuk, the person that the Torah is teaching us goes back. That's the pasuk who the that's the person who the pasuk is teaching us goes back by Yovel. Says the Gemara, Vitzrich lemechtav mechru bezdin. And now that we've learned that two psukim to teach us that both a nirtza and a mechru bezdin go back by Yovel, says the Gemara, why do we need two psukim? If we only had a possible Mechru Bezdin, Bezdin sold him for a term, and the halacha is, maybe we would say, that until the term is over, he doesn't go out. Aval Nirtza, the Mate Zmanei, what is the definition of a Nirtza? As we've been learning, he worked the 6 years, but he decided to stay longer. And he decided that instead of going free, he wants to work longer. So maybe Eman Niknasei, that we should punish him, that he has to stay even past the 6 years. He has to stay even past Yovel. Yashminen Nirtza, if we only had the Pasuk of Nirtza, because at least Ovid Leishesh, he worked the 6 years. Ava Machru Bezdin, somebody was sold with Bezdin. The Ovid Leishesh, he didn't work the 6 years. Maybe he should at least have to work the 6 years. Eman Leitzricha. Says the Rav Yitzchak Lemichta V'Sheftem, the pasuk has to teach us two psukim that a nirtza goes out by yovel. Have mina la'olam mamish. We would say the word la'olam means forever. Kasser rachman v'shaftem that he doesn't. It's not forever. By yovel he's going back home. V'kasser rachman v'shaftem have amina hanimili hechad la'ov tshesh that he didn't work 6 years. That say he became a nirtza for 2 or 3 years before Yovel. But if he works 6 years after he was nirtza, he would think that he goes out after six and not by Yovel. His second term, which was, as we would call it, voluntary, should not be stricter than his first term that he had to do. So just like the first term had to be 6 years, just like the first term is 6 years, af seifet namashesh, I would say that the second term should have a maximum of 6 years. K'mashman la'olam, la'olam ha'shayamay. Says the Gemara, so we're back to where we started. We're trying to find a Tana that doesn't learn the gzeir shav of yalav sachar sachar. Ask them a man Tana the yalav sachar sachar. Says the Gemara Rebbe, the Tanya, the Torah speaks about an Eved Ivri who was sold to a Nachri. The Torah says, v'm la'yigah be'ela, if the various ways that he could be redeemed didn't happen, That means if none of his relatives redeemed him, he goes out free by Yovel. Rabbi Omer, I would say Be'ela, Hunigal, only if his relatives redeem him does he go out. But there's no 6-year term for him. Somebody who is sold to Yisrael, that there is no halacha that the relatives should redeem him. The halacha is nigel b'sheish. He goes out after 6 years. Certainly, zesh nigel b'ela has this additional halacha that people should try to redeem him. And it didn't shenigel b'sheish. Certainly, should go out by 6 years. Tamalimer, that's why the Torah says b'ela who nigel relatives and nigel b'sheish. Now says the Gemara, if we're going to say that is the Gedera Shava of Socher Socher, how can we say that there's some Evan Ivri that isn't redeemed by his relatives? Nalef, why don't we learn a Gedera Shava between the Evan Ivri that was sold to a Nochri, that we learned the Evan Ivri that was sold to Yisrael, from the Evan Ivri that was sold to a Nochri with a Gzeri Shava, and say just like when he was sold to a Nochri, the relatives must redeem him. Here too, says the Gemara, that isn't the Raya either. Omar Avitzim Benach, Loilam Yal Socher Socher. We learn a Gzeri Shava, and the Gzeri Shava indeed equates the halachas of both. However, Bishari Yochad Amakroy Yigalena, the Torah speaks about redeeming, and from here we learn Lezeh, only the one that was sold to a Nochri, do the family have an obligation to redeem him? V'loy lacher. Says the Gemara, Man Tanik, lay the Rebbe. Who is the Tanik that disagrees with Rebbe and holds that even the Eved Ivri that was sold to Nochri goes out by 6 years? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Kiva. It's the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Galili, because they have a different drosha for the word Be'ela. The Tanya lo yiga Be'ela. Torah is teaching us that the way relatives redeem him is different than other people redeem him. When relatives redeem him, the shichur, he goes out free. B'shakol adam, if other people redeem him, the shibud, he has to work for them. B'kiva aymer, just the opposite. B'eila the shibud, if the relatives redeem him, he has to work for them. B'shakol adam, other people redeem him, the shichri goes out free. And now the Gemara analyzes their opinions. My Tam Rabbi Yosef Galili, that says by relatives he goes free and by others he works for them. Amakraim lo yigah ba'ela, that if the Eved was not redeemed by relatives, ela ba'acher, he was redeemed by somebody else, v'yotze b'shnas ha'yoyvel, then he should go out by yoyvel. So it's obvious that if the other person redeemed him, he starts working for that person, and he goes out b'yoyvel. That's how Rabbi Yosef Galili gets to his opinion. Rabbi Kiva im lo yigal ela be'ela. If somebody else who isn't his relative won't redeem him, then, and the only one that was there ready to redeem him was his relative, then he should work for the relative until v'yotze b'shnas ha'yoyvel at that time, when he's working for the relatives, he'll go out free. According to Yosef Galili, if the Krivim, if the relatives, says the Chazanish redeemed him with the intention that he should work for them, and now we're saying that he doesn't work for them, so says the Chazanish that in that case he stays with the Nachri. Because the Torah says redeem him and let him go out free. And if you're not going to let him go out free, your redemption is meaningless. And what that means is, since your redemption is meaningless, he should not go out free. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Galili says to Rabbi Kiva, Mida Ela Be'ela, he's saying, if he wasn't redeemed, Ela Be'ela, only by somebody else. The Torah doesn't say this. So how could Rabbi Kiva say to Rabbi Yosef Galili, explain the Pasuk that way? Says the Gemara, B'hai Kromifki. The Machlok says the Gemara, it's a very strong question Rabbi Yosef Galili is posing to Rabbi Kiva, and therefore he explains it this way. The Torah says, regarding an Eved Ivri who was sold to a Yisrael, I died, I ben died, I galena, I see the yod of a Nigal. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, this is the way to understand the pasuk. Aydaida ben Daida Yigalenu is speaking about Gula's Kroivim, relatives redeem them. Aysigas Yoda Zegulas Atzmai, where he redeems himself. The Nigal Zegulas Achelim, when other people redeem them. Other people. And now, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Yosef Glili is Sava Mikra Nidrish Lefonov. When we have a pasuk, and we don't know how to apply the pasuk. So he says we apply it to what it said previously, not what it says later. Says the Gulas Kroivim, when the pasuk starts about relatives redeeming him, we connect it to the Gulas Atzmai that is mentioned afterwards. So Magulas Atzmai, certainly when somebody redeems himself, what is the purpose of redeeming yourself? L'shichur, Af Gulas Kroivim, which is mentioned right above it. So we take the Gulas Atzmai and we put it up to the Gulas Kroivim. Rekiva Sava Mikra Nish Lacharv. Rekiva says we take the Gulas Atzmai, which is the middle, and we push it down. Shadi Gulas Acherim Agulas Atzmai. Ma Gulas Atzmai L'Shichroi Af Gulas Acherim L'Shichroi. Because we go downwards, not upwards. Ihachi, ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're learning this psukim, and that's how we're understanding the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Gemara that we just learned a moment ago about Be'ela, what do they do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, what they're going to do with that pasuk, Ila Be'ela, if not for the pasuk Be'ela, each one of them would have said, have a minna, mikra nidrish bein lefana bein la'akrav. And therefore, whether he was redeemed by relatives, or whether he was redeemed by other people, hakol shichur, he should always go free. Im kain, says the Gemara, if that's what we were going to say, and only because of Be'ela we don't say it, so then we're back to our original question, so we're relying on the Be'ela. And the Gemara says that the Be'ela is not a good limud. Because, as Rabbi Yosef Glili said to Rabbi Kiva, your pshat in the word Be'ela is contrived. Ella, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva are not arguing over how to learn a pasuk. They're arguing b'sfar kamifgi. They're arguing over logic. Rabbi Yosef Glili sav gdulas achayim l'shibud, that when other people redeem him, he's going to have to word. Dilach, the amr l'shichur, if we're going to say he's going to, that somebody redeems him, and then he goes free, have a mimni v'loy percolate. Nobody's going to redeem him. They're going to say, if the price of redeeming him is that we lose our money, we don't want to do it. Relatives don't think that way. Relatives have rachmanis on their relative. Kiva Sava, Mustaba Gulas Kroivim L'Shibud, that if the relatives redeem him, he has to work. The Amr L'Shichur, if relatives have to constantly redeem him, and then after they redeem him, he goes free, so this person is going to come up with a very bad plan. What he's going to do is, every day, he's going to get himself sold. And then after he gets himself sold, then he's going to say, relatives, you have to come free me. But now that the relatives could say, well, we'll free you, but you're going to come work for us, so that will take away from him the desire to act that way. Amar Chibar, Abba Amar Yochanan, Zud of Rabbi Yosef Glili Rabbi Kiva. What we just learned is the opinion of Yosef Glili Rabbi Kiva. Of a chamaimer hakol shachur, that both if he was redeemed by relatives or he was redeemed by family, he's freed. Says the Gemara, man chacham hu ad chachamim. Rabbi he demapik lehei ela drasha achrina. He uses the ela for different drasha that to teach us, as we learned earlier, that somebody was sold to a nachri doesn't go out after 6 years. And he also holds mikra nidrish bein lefana bein lachrav. So we take the halacha of somebody who redeems himself and apply it both to the person who spoke about before, who was redeemed by relatives, and the pasuk afterwards who is redeemed by not relatives. The Rebbe Yehai Yotz Mishnasa Yovel my Avalei, what does he do with this pasuk that day we just learned? Miboy Leil Chetanya, that he learns that you go out and yovel for another person. The teacher's v'yotz v'shnas hayovel, but v'kham shiyesh netachs biyotcha. It's talking about an every that was sold to a nachri, but the nachri is bound to the halach of Klai Yisrael. I ain't a elab v'kham shiyesh netachs biyotcha. maybe even to a nakri that we have no authority over. Says the Gemara, Amrit, if it's a marta, if it's a nakri that we have no control over, the chimav shalasla, what can we force him to do? Ha, and a customer dab el avikachavim shayeshna mataksiyotcha, it's an avikachavim that is under your control. And since this Ovid comes under your control, what that includes is that in the Yovel year, the halach is that the Avadim, the Jewish Avadim, that he has, go out free.